Well, to COVID now, a recent NPR Marist poll showed that one out of four Americans would refuse a vaccine if offered. Now, some of those are anti-vaxxers. They probably will never take the vaccine. But some are vaccine hesitant. They aren't sure if it works or they can't get through bureaucracy. The Kaiser Family Foundation says 22% of people polled are in this category. So how to reach them? Let's bring back Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo, epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins University. And Dr. Nuzzo, we just want to spend a few minutes on this because our friends at STAT, the health publication, reported that surveys show Black and Hispanic adults are more likely to be waiting to see before they get a vaccine, also less likely to say they definitely won't take one than white adults. In other words, they're not anti-vaxxers, they're hesitant. How to reach them?
Sure. Well, I think the important thing is to recognize that hesitancy is not necessarily a fixed state, and that through education and engagement and crucially increasing access, I think we can make some progress in getting more vaccines into arms and people who may have, initially said that they were hesitant. One of the challenges we know is that not all communities have the same ease with which they can access vaccines. And, you know, if you bring vaccines to people, if you have them in the community, and if you have those efforts led by community groups that can help get people scheduled for their appointments and talk about the vaccines, you know, that can go a long way to getting people from that maybe initial state of discomfort to ultimately signing up.
Well, and those who are hesitant because, well, we're hearing anecdotally about someone's dad who can't make his way through the website or the phone call. He just said, you know what, I'm just not going to do it. I suppose it's different state to state, but I guess what's the most important thing to help someone get access?
Right. Well, I think it's going to get easier. Initially, it was largely led by states. And so you had the situation where you had to sign up on multiple lists. And it was, you know, a question of having to refresh the website every single day at certain times. I mean, that's just not something that everybody can manage with the same ease. As we have more vaccines available and there are more providers who are able to give it, I think it'll just be easier for people to navigate the system. So hopefully that will help. But I think also we have to have conversations with people about the value of the vaccine and the importance of getting vaccinated as soon as they can.
Well, you know, they mentioned that and they say that when they talk to people like you, it has to be a gentle conversation because these are, again, not people who are adamant for one reason or the other. They have fear. They have hesitancy. So listen first, we're hearing.
Listen first and also recognize that it's natural that people would feel hesitant. They've heard lots of different things about the virus and the vaccine. We've called the vaccine development process warp speed that, you know, probably leaves a lot of question in people's minds. I've done a lot of sessions talking to people, and usually if you approach them with empathy and just are there to provide information, I feel like by the end of the conversation, we're in a much different place.
Yeah, probably mocking someone who's just afraid would not be a good idea. But another big problem is the hesitancy in the Latino community because not only are inoculation rates low, but misinformation in Spanish is high. Rumors that the vaccines contain microchips or will alter DNA or are part of satanic rituals. This is all spreading on social media. So language barriers have to be overcome.
Yeah, that's a big problem because public health agencies typically don't have the kind of language or translation services that are needed to combat that. So that's really where partnership with community groups that serve those communities, that are trusted by those communities, that can help translate public health information in an accessible way, but also in the languages that the community needs. Those are really critical.
Yeah, again, just a reminder that hesitancy is not adamancy. Is that a word? I think I just made it up. It's not an anti-vaxxer. It's someone who's just a little scared. Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo, epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins University, thank you as always.
Thank you so much.